Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, it's a top 10 in the country news story, Lee. I'm surprised it's gone this far. Ralph Norman jumping into the governor's race.
Yeah. We knew it was coming, but he made it official yesterday.
Yeah. I like Ralph Norman. I always have. Mm-hmm. I'm really thrilled, actually, to see him get into the race.
He Freedom says, Caucus member.
Yes, in Congress. He says, I'm running for governor to shake things up, clean up Columbia, and finally take down the corrupt political establishment once and for all. He said, I owe nothing to lobbyists. I owe nothing to the Columbia bureaucratic elite. My allegiance is to you, the people of South Carolina. He's promising to establish a Department of Government Efficiency. Here's the thing with Norman that I like a lot. I mean, I've watched him over the years. He truly is a conservative, particularly a fiscal conservative up there in Congress. And he has stood up for that when it's not popular. And sometimes that's meant standing up to Donald Trump, not overall, he's a Trump supporter, obviously, but just on fiscal issues, which Trump has not always been the most conservative on. And, you know, many times Ralph Norman has been one of two people who is saying, no, wait, no, you can't have my vote. You've got to make this more fiscally sane. And he's, gotten what he wanted a lot of the time. So, I mean, he has backbone. I actually think he will stand up to Columbia. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks are going to kind of look at this a little weirdly because he's got Nikki Haley's endorsement.
Yeah, that's a little interesting. But they did Jim DeMint, which I still have great admiration for. I mean, obviously, you know, this it's been a while since he's, you know, been in office. But, he was a fairly consistent conservative before it was cool to be so.
Yeah. Now, what happened with that? I can't tell you how I know this, but do you remember when Ralph Norman, this is again another time, this is what I like about him, has put himself in the line and his political career on the line multiple times. One of those times was when he got rid of Kevin McCarthy, which was a blessing. And he, voted with the others to oust him as speaker. McCarthy vowed vengeance, which he also did on Nancy Mace, ended up being the single most expensive congressional primary. So you had all that money raised by the speaker, could have gone to help Republicans. Instead, he spent it trying to take Nancy Mace out in her primary. The reason Ralph Norman didn't get one of those primaries, too, where they spend millions of dollars trying to take you out to punish you for, going against the elites is because he agreed to trade his endorsement to Nikki Haley because nobody else would endorse her from the state. So that's where he is. But he is truly a hardcore conservative. I'm really glad he's in the race. We needed we have several, moderate to conservative people in the race. I think he's going to run to the right and probably the far right. And we'll see how that goes for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's what will get you the primary win. But will that get you the race in November? That's the issue.
Well, if it doesn't, then I'm moving. I'll go back where I came from.
No,
I'll go right over that state line. Oh, if this isn't a red state anymore, I quit. Oh, I'm done.
Well,
I have no tolerance for that kind of thing.
You won't find much more fertile ground though in north of the border though.
No, I won't. Will I? Maybe go live right over the border or something in Western
People's
North
Republic
Carolina.
Of Mecklenburg County.
Really. Yeah, that place was a mess. So anyway, I'm really glad he's in because we need somebody who's hard right. You know what? Just for pure fun, I hope Nancy Mace gets in. Because
yeah,
she's a bomb thrower.
No question. And it looks like, you know, the likelihood now, I think it's more likely than not. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where all these folks start, you know, panning out, you know, putting forth policy statements here because you got State Senator Josh Kimbrell. You know, you've got Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. You know, she's going to have to distance herself from McMaster in the primary. You know, and then you've got Attorney General Alan Wilson, who's been pretty active. I thought all along he was running for governor for the past,
oh, yeah.
You know, 8 years.
It has been that long, yeah. Yes. Everybody's known it. No, I thought it was going to be kind of a boring governor's race with when you have, you know, Pam Evatt and, you know, you've got Alan Wilson. I like Alan Wilson, but they're kind of like moderate conservatives. I don't think there'd be much bomb throwing in that kind of a race, you know, just a little playful poking maybe. But this is going to make it really good. And I want a really good race where people are forced to actually take real positions because somebody's got to clean up Columbia. This place is a mess.
Yeah. Well, a lot of that is constitutional because the governor's office really doesn't have that much power in this state. It is all in the hands of the legislature, primarily the House Speaker and the Senate President pro tem. That's where the real power is, that and the purse string folks in the House and the state House. That's where the real power lies.
But the governor has one heck of a bully pulpit,
yes.
And can
oh,
make
absolutely.
A huge
yes.
difference. I mean, if you look yeah. at just the way Ron DeSantis wields power
well,
down
but, and,
in Florida,
and I will also say
incredible.
To his credit, look at what Governor Sanford did.
Yeah,
now,
a lot.
Granted, you know, he was in the same circumstance. He didn't have a whole lot of power, but boy, he sure used that bully pulpit. I still remember the little piglets episode. That was priceless. That was great.
See, and that's the thing with McMaster. He's been a big disappointment to me. He hasn't even used the bully pulpit. I mean, I, as best as I can tell, the guy Galson does the occasional ribbon cutting. I don't even know what he does. He has just been voiceless, face. I forget we have a governor, quite frankly, if I wasn't so annoyed at him on the immigration issue. But I would love to see Ralph Norman, you know, in the race. Love to see Nancy Mace. You know, anybody else wants to get in and make it a slugfest. I also like that the starting bid from Alan Wilson is let's get rid of the income tax entirely. We need to go in that. We needed to go in that direction yesterday just to keep up with a lot of these other southern
right.
states.
Tennessee,
so.
Texas, Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm absolutely looking forward to covering this one. And I'm looking forward to see who's going to be willing to do an interview with me and who's not.
Yep.
Ralph Norman has always come on the show when I've asked him. And he's never shied away from that. He always texts me right back when I, you know, he's not afraid. Yeah. Whereas I have never been able to get anyone from the Henry McMaster, you know, crew, any of that crew to even respond to me when I come on. So it's going to be really interesting, too, because while McMaster has not been very popular in the upstate, you just said, like, you know, Pam Evatt's going to have to run away from him. Maybe in the upstate she will, but down south, down there, they like Henry McMaster. He won that part. He did not if you remember, me and Bobby Mack relentlessly pounded that man.
Oh, yeah.
He did not win the upstate in the primary.
No, I think if Greenville County didn't. I can't remember if Greenville County went for him or not, but it was close.
No, we didn't. We didn't go for him. We went to... I forget the other guy's name. Oh my gosh, I should remember. But we went for that. But he won down south, and he hasn't really been back up here since. And we had to embarrass him recently into showing up when we had the fire. But you know, Greenville's just been sort of treated like a redheaded stepchild by the governor. So it'd be really interesting to see these people having to come up here, see who does an interview, see who will come on this show. This is a tough interview. Everyone knows that. But I'm tough but fair. But I ask the questions they don't want to be asked. And, you know, to his credit, Alan Wilson has continued to come on this show, and I've hit him with some pretty hard ones. So, you know, good for him. He'll show up and answer questions even when he doesn't want to talk about it. And so, I mean, I like that. Nancy Mace has been on once. She was not returning my phone calls for quite a while, but she has since come on the show. So we'll see. We'll see what they do.
Yeah.
Going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an interesting campaign.
We need to shake up Columbia badly. Columbia is a mess.
Could not agree more.
You know what I realized this week? My husband said something to me. You know, my husband is a, you know, loves guns, right? And I suggested to him, I said, you know what, we, with all these crazy shootings that are going on, some of the stuff in churches, we need to start bringing our guns to church. He says, you can, South Carolina.
Right. That's
And I didn't know that. I was like, oh, come on, there's no way. And I was like, I was going to prove him wrong. And I looked it up.
Well,
and I was like, you can't without express written permission of the church?
That's the caveat. Yeah. If you have express written permission from the church, then you can carry inside the church. And so it does happen. It's just that that's one of the places where it's restricted. But you have to have express written permission, according to my understanding of state law, from the church itself to be able to carry at church.
That's not good. That's like an invite. But so I was shocked by that over the weekend. Just as soon as I just looked it up and went, that can't be. Come on. Not in South Carolina. But it was. So we need to get that changed.
You know, I've been visiting, obviously, my daughter and son-in-law in North Carolina, and I realized, I checked on it. You know, obviously here in South Carolina, I can conceal carry anytime, you know, obviously with certain exceptions. So I was wondering about North Carolina. I can't conceal carry because I don't have a concealed carry permit from the state of South Carolina, but I can open carry in North Carolina.
Yeah. We've still got a lot of work to do on gun stuff here in this state, which, by the way, just goes into committee and dies for the most part in Columbia. So that's what happens there.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
I've been predicting for a while this would start happening. Killers who have the urge to kill, realizing that murder is becoming almost impossible, particularly high-profile murder, in cities and dense areas would begin to move into state parks and national parks, maybe even more so than they already operate there. It's a tremendous amount of people who go missing in our national parks. It's about 1,000 a decade. Seems like a big number, but when you look at the number of national parks, it's actually not. It's an issue. It's only now beginning to get coverage in the news and on documentaries. Just the tremendous number of people who disappear in state and national parks. Put it all together, it's a huge number. I've often thought there were serial killers operating in them, if not several. See what happened in Arkansas over the weekend? Just Arkansas couple go hiking at Devil's Den State Park with their two young daughters. They were murdered. They're looking for the guy who did it. He was seen driving toward a park exit in a black four-door sedan, possibly a Mazda, with tape covering the license plate. They think the vehicle may have been traveling on State Route 170 or 220. Because, see, there's a problem if you're a bad guy. I did an interview with a sheriff's deputy. Gosh, it's been 3 years now. This is just here, and they were just trying to catch somebody who had committed a robbery at a gas station close to downtown. Anyway, had him on because they were talking about how they caught him. Because I thought it was so revolutionary that we're just seeing this used by your run-of-the-mill sheriff's department now. The guy who did it drove away after in a car, and they just simply went right down the route pulling the security camera, got the license plate, boom. There's so many cameras. Think about what it's like to go for a walk, I don't know if you walk in your neighborhood much, I do. You have that experience, you walk by a house, you are under surveillance. It's the Ring camera. It's always the same. Yeah, and my daughter and I will laugh as we hear it. Like we'll hear it 4 or 5 times on a walk. But you can't walk around the block in my neighborhood without being surveilled and ending up on camera. How would you commit a murder in one? The answer is you wouldn't. You can't. And then you look at the murder trial, which to me, the most revolutionary part of it was his 2021 Chevrolet Suburban. Because you remember the auto data, including GPS, speed information, location information from the General Motors OnStar data, contradicted his alibi. It's one of the reasons they got him. They got the conviction. So think about it for a minute. If you're going to commit murder, you're a murderer, what do you have to do to get away with it? You're going to need a car that's 15 years old, 20 years old, 20 to be safe, maybe. You're going to need to pay cash for it or steal it. And that's just the beginning of your problem. One of the things that was really interesting last week, a lot of people talking about Brian Koberger, particularly the family members who assailed him in court, said, you're stupid, you're dumb, you screwed up. But I would argue there was actually no way Koberger could not screw up. Why? Well, they caught his white Hyundai Elantra on surveillance footage. While the video did not get the license plate, it did get the make and model of the car, and they put out an APB for it. That's how they were eventually able to figure out he was a student at another university 11 miles away. They went through the surveillance footage, captured his car near the crime scene, both in the days before and hours after the murder. The location data, Koberger's car was known to investigators due to a previous routine traffic stop in August, providing them with his name, phone number, and address. After the murders, Koberger, who was obviously in tune to this, drove back roads to avoid cameras, changed his car's registration from Pennsylvania to Washington State, meticulously cleaned the car, but it didn't matter. They got the car. So if Koberger is going to do this and get away with it, at a minimum, he's going to need to buy a car for cash that's not associated with him and then maybe steal a plate. This starts to get very, very complicated very fast because of technology. And then never mind his phone. He took his phone with him when he was, you know, stalking them months before. They got him that way, too. You can't take your phone with you. But suppose you do all of that. Well, he left the knife sheet behind. It had his DNA on it. Can't leave any DNA at the scene or you're cooked. And remember how they ultimately got him. Was they got his DNA at the scene. They didn't have it in any database because he hadn't been arrested before. But it didn't matter. They were able to use like that big, you know, ancestry style database that they have to trace his DNA to nearby relatives. And let me tell you, all your relatives are all in there. If your DNA is not in it, somebody closely related to you is, and they'll trace you back. So if you're doing this, if you have this urge to kill somebody I'm just looking at this, looking at the Murdaugh case and how revolutionary, to their credit, I mean, this is Alan Wilson's office, using that auto data is. Folks, it is getting really, really, really difficult to commit murder and get away with it in a high-profile case. In lower-profile ones where they don't want to use as much, you know, resources to do all of these things and go to all the trouble of doing them, maybe you still can get, maybe some, you know, it's drug dealers shooting each other or a scene that's really messy. But look what this guy did. And you can see he knows like Koberger. The suspect was seen driving toward a park exit in a black four-door sedan with tape covering the license plate. So I'm looking at this, is the suspect was seen driving. So it sounds like there's no video, which means he did this. He needed a remote and rural area. Why? Technology. So on the one hand, we talk about tech all the time and how bad it is, the surveillance of us, should the political climate ever turn against us, which it, you know, pretty well has in recent years. It's gotten a little better, but, you know, but there's an upside to it, too. It's just murder is becoming obsolete. I mean, you could do it, but you're going to get caught. You could start the career of a serial killer, but you won't finish it. They'll get you. So I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about if Koberger hadn't screwed up, would they have gotten him? In other words, if he'd made no mistakes, he hadn't left the sheath behind. And the answer is, yeah, they would have gotten him. They would have gotten him. His only way forward, again, was to either steal a car or go buy one for cash. In a way that, you know, hopefully no one remembered. And folks, it starts to get really complicated because you got to stash that car somewhere where it's not associated with you. And then you got to hope they don't do what our sheriff's department did, which is just basically jump video camera to video camera. They can follow you on the cameras. There's a great LA Times article about it was a convenience store robbery where the clerk was killed. And this was like 10 years ago. That's the crazy thing. LA had a lot of video then, cameras, and they followed the car and they jumped it from video camera to video camera to video camera to video camera. It was a laborious process, but they got him. Just following them all the way back home. Well, that was a decade ago before Ring cameras, before, you know, every parking lot is on camera. It catches the car that goes by. I just think it's interesting to see what the future is. And so when I saw this, and my husband and I have talked about this because I hike a lot and he doesn't want me to keep doing it because he's just afraid these people are going to start moving into these parks because there's nowhere else to do this and get away with it because of the problems I just laid out. And this is exactly what's going on. Covers the license plate with a tape. Vehicle may have been traveling on State Route 170 or 220. They don't know. There's no cameras there. And that's what this is going to come down to. You're going to be increasingly less safe where there are no cameras. It's going to push all these crazy people where that is. And that's probably why Koberger went to the college town he went to. I mean, no history of murder there. Not a lot of crime there. He probably figured prepared to handle a case like that. He just went a little too far. Texter writes, Tira, they have the tag cameras on tons of streets around Fort Mill. Yes, I know. The Charlotte area, they went crazy. Charlotte, oh, man. There is a camera at every intersection. Good luck. They're going to get you if they want you. They just are. They're just going to have the you know, the recording of it. Yeah, Fort Mill, same thing. And all of the, I don't know, South Carolina as much, but North Carolina has an extremely extensive camera system. I mean, you're going to drive the highway, forget it. You're on camera. They're going to have it. And all they got to do is rewind and trace back. Time-wise, they pull the video. And it becomes easier and easier and easier with every year that passes. Never mind their ability to extract the data from the cars. I just think it's really interesting.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Folks, unbelievable. About a decade and a half ago, Europe and America were neck and neck. Both had economies, GDPs worth roughly $15 trillion. Fast forward to today, as Europe has adopted the green socialism that Joe Biden hoped to use to, and the Democrats hoped to use to crush our economy, especially around energy. And they're just shy of $20 trillion economy. We're about $15 trillion ahead of them. Unbelievable when you look at total GDP. And that's just the absolute destruction that this green, you know, green. I mean, you can't manufacture if you're relying on solar panels. And the shock around the world is Netherlands. This was the headline in the UK Daily Mail about 2 weeks ago. Netherlands rations electricity as country struggles to cope with turning away from gas as part of green policies. As experts warn, Britain is also in trouble. Listen to how bad this is, okay? The Netherlands is rationing electricity as its overloaded power grid buckles under the pressure of rapid electrification and ambitious climate goals. More than 11,900 businesses are stuck in the queue for access to the electrical network, alongside public buildings, including hospitals, schools, and fire stations. The country is in constant danger of rolling blackouts. Thousands of new homes are waiting to be connected, with some areas warned they may have to wait until the 2030s. This is what the Democrats wanted here. They'd love to do this here. There wouldn't be any more factories. The crisis has emerged as the country scrambles to cut carbon emissions. Now, here's the crazy part. They've got one of the largest natural gas fields on Earth. It's called Groningen, the Groningen gas field. But they shut down production. Nah, we don't need that. We would rather just sit in the dark. Unbelievable. Well, Trump was over there. Gave them a huge lecture. I wish you could. I could show you Von Leyden's face. Von Leyden. I don't know how to say her last name. She's the head of the European Union. As Trump is sitting there and literally giving her a lecture, Ursula von der Leyen. That's right. As Trump is sitting there and literally giving her a lecture, and all of them like, "You guys, you got to get off the windmills." And part of it is because he wants to sell them natural gas, and part of his deal was to sell them 750 the trade deal he just cut, $750 billion with a B, in natural gas a year and other energy. But this is Trump saying, you know, y'all, you got to get away from the windmills. This is crazy.
And the other thing I say to Europe, we will not allow a windmill to be built in the United States. They're killing us. They're killing the beauty of our scenery, our valleys, our beautiful plains. And I'm not talking about airplanes. I'm talking about beautiful plains, beautiful areas in the United States. And you look up and you see windmills all over the place. It's a horrible thing. It's the most expensive form of energy. It's no good. They're made in China. Almost all of them. When they start to rust and rot in 8 years, you can't really turn them off. You can't bury them. They won't let you bury the propellers, you know, the props, because there's a certain type of fiber that doesn't go well with the land. That's what they say. The environmentalists say you can't bury them because the fiber doesn't go well with the land. In other words, if you bury it, it will harm our soil. The whole thing is a con job. It's very expensive. And in all fairness, Germany tried it, and wind doesn't work. You need subsidy for wind, and energy should not need subsidy. With energy, you make money. You don't lose money. But more important than that is it ruins the landscape. It kills the birds. They're noisy. You know, you have a certain place in the Massachusetts area that over the last 20 years had one or two whales wash ashore, and over the last short period of time, they had 18, okay? Because it's driving them loco. It's driving them crazy. Now, windmills will not come. It's not going to happen in the United States. And it's very expensive. And I would love to see. I mean, today I'm playing the best course, I think, in the world, Turnberry. Even though I own it, it's probably the best course in the world, right? And I look over the horizon, and I see 9 windmills, like, right at the end of the 18, I said, isn't that a shame? What a shame. You have the same thing all over Europe in particular. You have windmills all over the place. Some of the countries prohibit it, but people ought to know that these windmills are very destructive. They're environmentally unsound, just the exact opposite. Because the environmentalists, they're not really environmentalists. They're political hacks. These are people that they almost want to harm the country. But you look at these beautiful landscapes all over the, you know, the world. Many countries have gotten smart. They will not allow it. They will not. It's the worst form of energy, the most expensive form of energy. But windmills should not be allowed.
You should see her face, von der Leyen, just sitting there looking horrified. Because this is what they're trying to bring to Europe. Okay, meanwhile, I read this and it reminded me of someone. I couldn't think of who. And then I realized, Joe Biden. Headline, registered sex offender arrested again for sniffing woman at Burbank store. So this is what happens if you do this and you're not a Democrat president. Registered sex offender who was previously arrested for sniffing a woman, was arrested for doing it. Apparently, this is a thing and they can't help it. Anyway, it's now made national news. On July 22nd, officers at the Burbank Police Department responded to a report of a suspicious individual loitering in the women's department of Nordstrom Rack on North Victory Place. Officers located 38-year-old Khalees Karen Crowder at the Walmart. Store surveillance showed Crowder following a female customer through the women's section. Officers observed him crouching near the woman and attempting to sniff her butt. Crowder was immediately detained. Now, so it was determined he is not, in fact, a Democrat politician and therefore could be arrested for this crime. Normally, we're just told it's a cheap fake. He's not really sniffing that woman. Which, you know what, in all seriousness, though, this guy's got the same psychological deviance that Joe Biden clearly has with women and sniffing. I wonder what it is. No. Like if you're one of the, I'm sure there's always some psychologist listening to this show or psychiatrist. What is that? What is that particular deviancy? Is it a disease? Does it have a name? Joe's obviously got it, but he doesn't have to go to prison, register as a sex offender like this guy. According to the police department, Crowder, a resident of Glendale, is a registered sex offender currently on active parole. Yeah, because of course he's wandering around. And has a documented history of similar arrests for lewd conduct in both Glendale and Burbank. A 2023 video showed Crowder browsing a section of books at Barnes & Noble while crouching low on the floor, inching closer to a woman. The woman alleged he was trying to smell her. Also in 2023, Crowder was arrested on suspicion of peeping and prowling at a Glendale home where children were present. Oh, he's okay. He likes to peep and prowl around children and sniff women. Golly, I'm getting deja vu from the Biden presidency. Just as all those years ago, our ancestors fled to the United States of America for freedom and an attempt at prosperity. That's still going on, except now they're fleeing liberal dictators and the policies they push in blue post-American, post-constitutional territories. But this is incredible. New study by Unleash Prosperity showing that New York and New Jersey have lost a staggering $140 billion in income in just one decade. $140 billion in income. Call it moving van economics. New York and New Jersey are the losers. And by income, they mean the person who earned the income, say it's $50,000 a year, said, to heck with this, I can't afford to live here. These people are crazy anyway, and moved out to somewhere else. And so now the $50,000 is gone. They have taken their feet, taken a moving van, and they've lost. Listen to this. From 2015 to 2024, so 9 years, New York has lost 2 million residents. This is why they need the illegals. This is why the illegals should go there, even though it's miserable, because sanctuary city. Right? I'll hide there until the amnesty. It's the only people they can get to stay. They have to put them on massive welfare, go broke doing it. 2 million in 9 years gone from New York. Unbelievable. These giant pods is New York Post. These are giant population losses from two of America's leading industrial and financial centers throughout the 20th century. The New York and New Jersey refugees have mostly relocated to new powerhouse states like Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. Really glad to not see South Carolina listed there. I don't want those people here. Those moving vans explain why the Southeast is now, for the time, first time ever, the economically dominant region of the country. Yeah, you put Mancami in there. Oh, Katie barred a door. There's going to be 2 million more. You can't live that way. All right. Mike Gallagher's up next. Talk to you again tomorrow. Be sure to check out the Battleground America podcast.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over.
Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.